Blog Talk Radio.
John L. Brown, author and filmmaker, native of Lake Charles, Louisiana, is taking his expose on race relations in America, Mentally Blind, Open Your Eyes, to another level by doing a documentary entitled The Mentally Blind in America. The documentary will open the viewer's eyes to homelessness, poverty, hunger, the real rules of the criminal justice system, and other poverty-related issues that challenge underemployed, unemployed, and homeless people in American post-recession. The Mentally Blind in America, a documentary, will enlighten people of color and people in poverty on how to restore their credit rating and expunge their criminal records. The Mentally Blind in America, a documentary coming this fall. Real people, real stories. The Mentally Blind, Open Your Eyes, a documentary on race, poverty, the recession's aftermath, and more. Follow our post on Facebook's The Mentally Blind in America. The Mentally Blind in America.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to the talk show, Uplifting Communities with John and Miss J. And today, we're going to have a special guest with you. We're bringing back Mr. Tommy Ray Cole Sr. But before we get started with the show, I would like Ms. J, if she don't mind, to bring Mr. Tommy on air with us.
Well, absolutely, and welcome, everybody. Thank you for joining us. And welcome, Mr. Tommy Ray Cole Sr. Before we get started with our questions, me and John both have questions since the last time you've been on the show. But for those who maybe were not, you know, listening to that first show, tell the audience a little bit about you, and then we're going to dive into the great questions we have for you.
Say that again, Ms. J. I'm sorry, I didn't quite hear you. Get you.
Tell the audience a little bit about you.
Okay, well, of course you got it. I'm Tommy Ray Cole Sr. I'm a native of Lake Charles, Louisiana. I believe in God and believe in helping people and doing all we can to help others to make it in this world.
Okay. Well, let's talk a little bit about what you're doing in your community. Tell the audience what are you doing in your community, because we were told that you do something. What I really think is great is that you help people with different challenges, you know, like whether it's helping them pay their bills, taking them to the doctor, or whatever they need of you, you give them that part of you, that service. What made you do that? I mean, you know, because a lot of times we see a lot of elderly people, we see a lot of people in need, and we'll say, you know, God bless them or whatever and go about our business, but what made you take the step to do something about it?
Well, it's love. It's love and consideration, you know. One day I'll be old, and I'm going to need some assistance. And I hope that what folk will come to assist me if I was to be in certain needs or whatsoever. And it's all about helping people. You know, we're not here just for ourselves. You know, we're here to assist others in every way we can.
Mm-hmm. And also, Tommy, I would like to ask you a question. Tell the audience. How did it benefit you for coming on this talk show after you came on? How did it benefit you? Tell the audience how did it benefit you.
Well, John, I listen to a lot of you guys' shows, and you guys have fantastic shows, I think, fantastic guests. And, you know, and I start to notice how other folks were bringing in ideas and some things that I wasn't aware of or took for granted. Then I start putting those things in order, and your Uplifting Community show has truly, truly blessed me to be more active in the community. Yes, I always help people, and to your show, I began to see how important it is to go out and help others, because people are really suffering out there, and man, and boy, you don't get to realize it until you really start working with folk, and then you start seeing some of their challenges. You know, some folk they don't have transportation to get out to the store, and all these things. And y'all has uplift me in these ways. And I read you guys Facebook folks and how how you and Ms. J always encouraging folks to do good things. You know, it's not always the big things, you said, but sometimes all the little things adds up to become big. And so all these things have helped me along the way. And I, matter of fact, and I thank you, Mr. John Brown and Mrs. Jacqueline Allen on your show. I really appreciate it. I'm excited I am.
Oh, that's funny. But, you know, it's really about letting people know, as long as you do something, like we all got different gifts. We all have different passions. Like, so whatever it is for you, like if you got, you're good at babysitting or you're good at, you got patience, so maybe you'd be good at helping elderly people. I'm just saying whatever it is for you. I just said we all do a little bit of something. We won't need a whole bunch. We just need, because, you know, if everybody's doing their part, just something, that makes a big, big deal.
It really is. It really is. And Ms. J, if you guys don't mind, in my book of Psalms, I wrote a poem called Everyone Has a Gift. And if you guys don't mind me quoting it, I like to try and quote it right quick. There's a gift that everyone has. There are walls set up in the way which are called snares. They stop you from seeing all the beauty you possess. Their job is to keep you in distress, no matter who or what they have to use against you, to keep you away from all goodness and all truth. But there's one who's willing to help you. Find him and keep his ways, and he'll surely keep you safe throughout all your days. And I believe that. You know, we all have that gift, but there are walls in the way. You know, circumstances come up, troubles come up, temptations comes up, and they all stop you from seeing that inner beauty that you have that you can offer to someone else. And lots of times we allow those things to stop us from showing our beauty that we really have or our talent.
Fear is no joke, you know what I mean? From wherever it comes from, like you said, so many different elements it comes from, but it can really make you stagnant, and it can make you just don't see your goodness, you know. And a lot of times we're in relationships, like you say, in situations, you know, even some parents, it's sad to say, that don't bless their kids' gift. You know, they always have something negative coming out their mouth. Just the other day I was out, and a little boy, he asked for something, and she said, if you wasn't so stupid, maybe I would. And I looked at her, you know, in front of all these people, you know, and I looked at her like, that's really what you're saying?
Right,
you know,
right,
so,
right.
But, you know, kids, people don't believe you, but kids do what parents do. You know, parents, you can tell your kids whatever you want, but your behavior is the reflection of your kids a lot of times.
It really is.
Because the things you think they can't see that they see, things you think they didn't hear or things you did that you think don't bother them, it bothers them. You know, so I just say be careful with your words, because words is really powerful.
Yes, it is, Ms. J. Yes.
Right. And one other thing, too, guys, hey, while we're here, because like I said earlier, I really appreciate you guys. You know, words can express my gratitude toward you guys. And also, too, my heart goes out to you, Ms. J. You know, you definitely have our prayers.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah, Ms. J. Ben, she's an icon, you know, for the talk show Uplifting Communities. I mean, she have really been a blessing to the talk show. Yes, Ms.
J., well, we're
blessing
together. When two or more gather with common thought, baby, that's how that works. We got
that's
the time.
Right.
For almost 2 years now, you know, I look forward to Sundays, you know, to dial in on your guys' talk show. You know,
thank you.
If I had a great memory, I can call out all the names that have been on your show. I can call them out, but
yeah.
I've been on quite a few of them now. Come on.
Yeah,
that's
I know
pretty
it.
Cool.
Hey,
that's pretty cool.
Now,
Tommy, you write plays too. I want before we lose too much time. I want to talk a little bit about your play, because the family structure for Black folks, you know, especially for the '80s, became the single mama. I call that the single mama era. You know, it really started there. See, a lot of single moms in the 80s really did. But, you know, being single moms and you know, and then there are families that are still trying to hold together. And the play that you wrote, you know, was really powerful, you know, reading about it. I haven't been blessed to see it, but hearing about it and reading about it. So tell the audience first about the play and what inspired you, because you could have put out anything, but what inspired you to put out something that could change lives?
Well, what inspired me to do it, that I did a prison ministry for over 15 years, and, you know, so I know the scriptures pretty well, okay? It starts off in Genesis, you know, therefore shall a man leave his mother and father and cleave to his wife, right? Now you leave your father and mother and you cleave to somebody. And, you know, when we get married, we make a vow, you know, we promise to one and love one, honor one until death do us part. Well, but in the world, many folks, you know, they get married, but they tend to forget those promises that they made to God. And they let these troublesome times break them down or break them apart. But when you break up, you know, if you have children, you're tearing them up, you know. Folks deal with issues, but you really bring up on issues for your family. You know, you're going two separate ways now. Hey, now you got to try and figure out how you're going to pay this deal by yourself. The other one got to try and figure out how they're going to make their way. And then the children caught in the middle, they see all this here. And so now, you know, that marriage thing is not too grounded for them. So, hey, they figure, well, I get married. Hey, if I don't like it, I just get on out. But that's not the way it's set up. I mean, hey, man, you have to work through them. And that's what the show is about. You know, yeah, them hard times going to come. But, man, you're together, and if you work together, you're going to make it through them hard times. Well, you won't have to go back through that again. I tell you, man, you break up, you marry somebody else, guess what? You're going to have to go through them same issues again. You know,
if not, and some new ones. And some new ones.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am. And I'm not trying to offend anyone, but you ask most folks that have gotten married more than once, they're like, yeah, well, I had that issue before. Seems like I'm back here now. Yeah, they may deal with it better, but at one time, you see, you get in cross there, and chances are you didn't have to go back to that again. But now you're back at it, and it's kind of like a setback in those things like that. So we get it, we kind of get it up on that from God's word. You know, hey, you're married, man. Hey, look here, keep those vows because they're important. You know, it's sad to see that one day you may wake up on the other side and ask the question, well, where's your wife? You know, it'd be hard to say, hey, I threw that away. It was no good. Well, you promised to cherish her and love her or vice versa. You know, those things like that. And I know situations come up. You know, you have a husband that's beating you and all these things. I can understand that. You have a wife that's doing these certain things. And I can understand those things. Yeah, but I tell you what. The smartest thing to do ever is to learn God's word and find somebody that knows God's word too. That's how you're going to make them rough times. But if you got God in your heart, but that fellow or that lady you have, hey, they don't know anything about God, you got trouble, man.
Yeah, it's not evenly yoked, you know,
mm-hmm.
Spiritually. But it also reminds me when you're talking about the 80-20 rule. And a lot of people want that whole 100%, and that just don't really exist. I mean, it does really exist. So
no,
nobody's going to be perfect all the time. Nobody's going to look the perfect all the time. Nobody's going to talk, act, any of the things all the time. It's just impossible. So, you know, when I think about the 80-20 rule, I think about why did I get married? And then we talk about the 80-20 rule. And the gentleman rudely got rid of his wife, and wound up with a 20. He had an 80, but he was so busy looking at that 20, he missed that he had an 80.
Yeah,
and he tried to go back to it. You know, and so
right.
We have to think about that. When we're in relationships, like you said, nobody's condoning domestic violence or verbal abuse or anything of that, but we're talking about he leaving his shoes in the living room, and that really gets on your nerves, or you done told him to pay that bill 5 times, and he keeps forgetting. Those are communication issues.
Those are communication issues. That,
you know what I mean? Those are
that,
things you work out. But people actually get divorced over little stupid stuff like that. Working it out. You know, so I that's why I wanted to talk about the play, because I think it's really significant. Especially for us, we need to get our family structures back. I think that is the biggest loss for us as a community, as a black community, is that we lost that mother, that father, that grandmother used to wear a house coat, man, pop you with the shoe butt from a block away. You know, we don't have that. The grandmothers now are 23 and 30 and not 23, forgive me, but they 30, and so they too cute for all that. You know, we don't have that, you know what I mean? We don't have that structure no more. And that is really lacking. And I think it affects our kids. It affects our community as a whole as we grow. It has a big effect on us and how we respect each other as men and women. Black women still having the utmost respect for black men. You still got women struggling to respect black men, period. You know,
that's
so
right.
We can't heal until we get there. We have to find that common ground. So that's why I thought your play was important. You know, and
that's
I appreciate
right.
you for doing something like that.
I just wanted to let the audience know, yes, we have Mr. Tommy Ray Cole Sr. on the show right now. And if you guys want to ask him a question, then please press 1 or elaborate on something that he's saying, and I'll let you in. Okay, and to move on with the show, Mr. Tommy, also I see that you've been playing in certain movies. You play with some big stars, you know, actually, in different movies. Could you tell the audience a little bit, a few movies that you played in?
Yes, sure. Welcome Home, Roscoe Jenkins, Legendary with John Cena. Martin Austin, also the main character in Welcome Home, Roscoe Jenkins. But, you know, I took pictures and talked with Monique and Cedric the Entertainer there, Lawrence Fishburne, Blackwater Transit, I work with him, Tonya Stewart, Racing for Time, John Dutch. Everybody know him as The Rock. Yeah, man, I've worked in many films. Matter of fact, I just got connected to another agent, so you guys probably gonna see me in some more movies. You know, and like I want to say this from the beginning, yet that God is good, and I thank God for these opportunities.
Also, since the last time you've been on the show, you've got a couple of books out on Amazon. One of them is In This Journey with Songs in My Heart, which you just talked about. But also, you have one with a very popular name, and that book is called Been Through Hell. Could you please tell the audience a little bit about that book?
Okay, well, Been Through Hell is basically about my life. You know, the hardships that I think that were assumed. And, you know, I don't want to get off into it because you guys got to go out and support a brother. And talking to your viewers, you know, go out and support a brother. I mean, you know, we go out and support other businesses and right now, you know, hey, I'd like to have your support. You know, you buy a book, you call me, wherever you are, I'm going to come sign that book. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, okay, well, anyway, we have someone want to ask you a question or either elaborate on something. Okay? Let's let them in. Okay, caller, state your name and where you're calling from.
This is Andrew. Finch, I'm calling from Longview, Texas.
What's up, man?
How you doing? How you doing, Tom?
All right.
I heard about the title of your book, and I'll be looking for it. I think it's on Amazon. And I just wanted to know if you are going to turn it into a play or something.
It's definitely possible. Yes, sir. It's definitely possible. Right now, you know, come next month, I'll be talking to some folks about Broken Trust about doing the play again. So right now, so this is what we're looking at. But you're right, there, sir. That's a great possibility. This is you have a nickname, right?
Salama. It's called Salama.
Salama, yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Hey. Hey, I appreciate you, man. But yes, sir, man. We're looking to it, man. We're looking to
okay, it. Okay, yeah, I've been looking forward to it. And, you know, prison work. Hopefully I'll find some of your Facebook page. I'll I see what's going on with your play you're doing right now.
Thank you,
sir. All right. Okay.
Nah, okay.
Okay. And also, Tommy, I was reading something that you had posted on social media about, and I really respect you because it was a lady that you had went and they had cut off her communication, like,
yes,
and you
sure
tried to help her. Tell the audience a little bit about that.
Yes. Well, this lady here, you know, she's 83 years old, man, and our understanding it's not as great as it once was, and I just can't understand these folks, you know. And she's been having their services since they come to town here in Lake Charles, and they've been here for over 20 years, okay? And now this woman here, she has their services, but they turned her off. After 20 years of services to these folks, I was trying to understand, how can you do someone that's been so dedicated to your business to turn her stuff off? And that's why I posted it. And I believe that for the elderly, man, they don't have a job. They got a one-time payment a month. How can you charge them those outlandish prices for your stuff? Man, hey, look, they're going to get old, too. And, when they get old, too, they're going to want some help, too, are going to need some help. And you make it rough
yeah.
for yourself. I just thought that was unfair because this lady needs her services to call for her medication, for a doctor, even for folk to check up on her. Because, you know, once you get old, you don't have as many visitors anymore, you know.
Well, that's really sad. They don't have a lot of consideration for as much as they should for the elderly. You know, I think in some other countries, the elderly, they don't pay for groceries. They got free medical, but now you're not. And we're the richest country in the world, I guess everybody say. But we don't treat our elderly as we should. Really, really don't.
Right. Well, my concerns was when I read it, is that the lady, she's, 83, and she live alone. She get, not too many people visit her. And she don't have communication to where as though she can call a doctor if she need one or call an ambulance or for her doctor's appointments. I mean, she don't have no type of communication. And these days, you need communication.
Yes,
you know, it's not so much of watching the television because she can get some rabbit ears and get on a TV and get some
uh-huh.
little chunks. You know,
that's
but
right.
it's the telephone system.
Telephone,
and they took
man.
That away from her communication. And that's bad. That's no good. I mean, which they do have a program with, I don't know if they still got it or not, with it was the Obama program, whereas though they can get free cell phones.
Yeah,
you know,
that's going to probably be dead. Trump ain't paying that bill. That's about to die. Yeah, but yeah, they were. I'm just saying. They were.
Yeah.
I think, like, if you were elderly on getting any type of assistance, unemployed, you prove it, and they give you a cell phone.
Right. And a lot of our elderly generation, some of them are not computer legit. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's like a strange thing. Not for us, but for them, I mean, it can be pretty complicated, you know. So
right,
Most of the elderly, you know, they're used to the phone in the house.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what she'd be more comfortable with. Than
right.
Well, that was very nice
yeah.
of you. But our time is running out. Tom, let me ask you a quick question. So what do you got going on now that's new? What are you doing now?
Okay.
Because everybody, you know, as time passes, we do new things, you know, besides the books. You know, what else do you have going on as far as the community and so forth?
Okay. Right now, in the community, I meet with some folks early next month, about redoing the Broken Trust stage play at a theater here in Lake Charles. And we're going to push that, and we're going to try to make a difference in folks' lives like that. And, you know, and as things go, you know, we're going to try and do other things too. But, you know, you can only do so much at a time. So, and that's where we are.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome, okay. Awesome.
Okay.
It's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, well,
I want to say thank you, Mr. Brown and Mrs. Allen. Thank you, guys.
Oh, it's our pleasure.
Hey, look here, Tommy. Man, no problem, you know. I really, you know, appreciate you coming on the show and letting people know, you know, what you're doing now since the last time you've been on the show. Okay, but, you know, like I would to recap what you're saying is that the last time since you've been on the show, well, you got your books on Amazon, and which is a good thing. You are thinking about doing a play for the Been Through Hell book. You redoing your other book, plus you've been doing a lot of other positive work in the communities. Now, I was living in Lake Charles a little while, and I saw you. I saw your action. I saw where as though you was taking people to the grocery stores. I saw where as though you was, you know, take people all the way to Texas for doctor's appointment. You know,
that's
to
right.
Lafayette. I mean, different places.
Right.
And it's not too
right.
many, you know, and it's not too many people will do that. And you have a wife and some kids, and you still will go ahead on and take those people to their doctor's appointments and to the grocery stores and things like that and sit in the car and wait for them and take them back home. You know, and that's a great thing, man. That's a great thing. But anyway, we only got
humble.
Yeah, we only got 2 minutes left on the show. So what I'm gonna do is ask Ms. J if she don't mind closing this out.
No, absolutely. Well, first of all, thank you for coming. You know, I like having you on the show because it shows that you can do different things up in the community. You don't have to be no activist. You know what I mean? You don't have to. You can just be you and do you and still make a difference. And that's why we like to show the diversity of different things that people are doing in the community, because you got to just do you. You don't have to do what I'm doing or what John doing or what Mr. Tommy's doing unless you like it, then you can do you. But I'm just saying, just do you, but do something. Seriously, just do something. And Mr. Tommy, if you have one positive thing to say before we close out, please bless us.
Yes, ma'am. Hey, it's better to have an ounce of help than 2 pounds of preaching.
And it's your turn.
Okay. Yeah.
Think about that.
Well, that was pretty powerful. It better to have a house
of
help
than
a pound of freebie.
I had to wake him up.
Where you get that one from Tommy? That was pretty good. I like that.
That's an old Southern stuff. That's an old Southern stuff. You don't know that.
I know it, man. I'm telling you. That was better than the blues.
Thank you so much.
Well, anyway, you know, Tommy, thank you for coming on the show, my brother. Okay, thank you for coming on the show, you know, and you keep on doing positive things in the communities. Okay,
yes,
because
you know,
because people need you, man. People need you in the community.
We need each other. That's right.
Right, we need each other. You're 100% right. You know.
That's right.
And you
can
just
work
keep
with me,
it good.
I can work with you, brother.
Yeah, you know. Well, the thing is that some people is not gonna work with you. Okay,
yeah.
But because they don't work with you, it don't mean that you can't work with them. But anyway, we only got 10 seconds left on the show. And, you know, with that said, man, again, thank you. Everybody enjoy your day, and God bless, and y'all have a good time for the rest of the day. Enjoy your evening. Good night.
Thank you. Good night. Good night.
Good night.
Bye-bye.